Hi, Diamonds, and welcome to today's episode of Diamond Insights with me, your host, Naleli Star. In this episode, I want to talk about my birthday. So September is my birthday, specifically the 3rd, and this year I turned 34. Majority of the people were wishing me happy birthday and just trying to find out how I'm feeling. And I think my general response is I went to bed feeling 28 and woke up literally 34. I feel like I missed a couple of years in between. The fatigue was real on my birthday. So I think today really it's just like a soul conversation, you guys. This birthday, I didn't do anything exceptional, really. Like something very, very exciting. I didn't do that. Not because I didn't want to. I think if I stuck to the plan, like I started out earlier on this year, I would have. But then a lot of things in between happened, and the people that I intended on doing certain things with, I think, got busy. So it felt like, should I travel solo? Solo is not always nice, you know, security issues. I've never really done that before for vacation purposes, like traveling all by myself. So I really battled like making that decision, and eventually I just decided, you know what, I'm just going to sit this one out and see how next year plays. And next year really is the big 35. So yeah, I might as well chill and look forward to what next year has to bring. But in terms of just celebrating myself, because you know me, my number one love language is gifts. Like, listen, I love myself in ways that I'm able to receive and interpret. That's self-love. I was just laughing to myself, like the previous night, I was looking at something on Pinterest. I spend a lot of time on Pinterest, and I was just smiling to myself, like, tell me you love yourself without telling me that you love yourself. Because I was looking at this gift idea for me, and I was like, this would be cool. Like, it's I don't even know what it's called. It's something where you hang your book. All the time I get mixed up when I'm reading a hardcover book about where I left off, but also because I always have to like shelf it back. So sometimes it just feels like, do I actually want to finish reading that book? But with that gift that I was looking at, it could literally be just like the side of my bed, and I would always see it there, and there's somewhere where I could actually put my specs, and I'll just smile into myself. But anyway, back to the birthday gift. So really, I think I have been building up the birthday gift from January. So I think like this year and next year, what I really, really want for myself is like a new kitchen. I want a new kitchen, you know, just new utensils, new gadgets, advanced gadgets, gadgets that are going to make me do things faster, but also help me like make delicious dishes. But also I feel like I just want a kitchen that speaks to me, you know, like it just breathes life into me when I'm in there. That's what I really, really wanted. I wanted some color. I just wanted a newness, because I think my kitchen is like over 10 years old. So there are things that are in there, like I've never changed them at all. I think I've changed maybe like my stove once, the microwave maybe twice, once, I'm not sure. But yeah, majority of the things are like 10 years old. And I was just thinking to myself, that needs to change. Like, you know, they're just certain things that I liked when I was like 23, 24, when I was like putting the kitchen together, that right now I just don't fancy. And, you know, times have changed, and the new things and the new gadgets that do amazing things within a short space of time. My friends know what I'm talking about. And so I just told myself, you know what? I want a new kitchen. And my friends and I do this thing where we buy each other gifts for like a birthday within the group. So we contribute money and we do something nice, and then, you know, we get a gift. And for my birthday, I just decided I want an Instant Pot. Like, yeah, I want an Instant. So I actually now own an Instant Pot. It's like one of the coolest gadgets that I own as a 34-year-old woman. I really, really am looking forward to exploring with that. But also, other than that, you know me, I love to smell good. Like, better for makayampwa, not perfume. You understand what I mean? Like, it just had to be somewhere there in the mix. So I think this birthday for me was just very chilled, but also I was very practical about gifting myself. And even for the people who were gifting me, like, I was very, you know, sensible about what I wanted. If I'm asked, like, is this what you want? Yes or no. And I'll just think, am I actually going to be using this thing? Or am I actually going to love, you know, using this thing? So this birthday, very quiet, very reserved. A friend of mine was asking me, I didn't even do a photo shoot. Can you imagine? Like, no new pictures. That's how quiet this birthday was. So a friend of mine, like, emailed me, like, hey, I want to see those birthday pictures. Like, send them across. And I was telling her, I didn't get any. She was so shocked. Like, I know for a fact you're lying. Like, I know you were in pictures. I'm like, you know what? I just didn't get around to it. Last year, I had my birthday pictures sorted out a month before. I was so excited. Not that I wasn't excited about turning 34. I didn't have that oomph. You know, I didn't have that vibe. And I was okay with it. So I was actually telling her, I'm like, you know, I didn't get any pictures. And she was like, oh, okay. So then what did you do? I'm like, I woke up. I went to church because my birthday was on a Sunday. I woke up, I went to church. And I was just feeling so tired. So I had lunch and I went to sleep. And I woke up and I decided, you know what? Let me spend some time with a friend. So I went to visit a friend, and I think I was by her place for like maybe 2 hours, 3 hours. I really feel rejuvenated. And I just went back home and life went on. It just really felt like, oh my gosh, am I really aging? Like, that's what my friend said. Like, you know what? That's like you really growing old and, you know, getting into the mix of things. Because, like, the older you grow, the less excited you're going to be about your birthday. I was talking to another, I think they're like family. Let me call them family because they are family. And they were so surprised, like, no, but why didn't you, like, announce, like, you have a birthday so that we can, like, do something, you know, bring some wine or whatever. And I was like, I just didn't feel like, you know, I didn't feel like it. I didn't feel like telling a lot of people that it was going to be my birthday. And I think part of it was, before I go to my birthday, I was just really thinking, like, okay, this, like, is going to be the final stretch to the first 5 years of my 30s. So I have like a decade before I hit 40. So I've exhausted like 4 years of that. And I have 12 months that is coming up before I actually get to the middle. I did a lot of self-evaluation and just life stock, you know. Like, you take stock of, what have I done right? What am I doing right? Is there something that I'm doing wrong? You know, what things matter to me the most? What things do I really want to focus on before or as I turn 35 that I feel like I haven't done well enough? So something that I can focus on in the 34th zone. What is it exactly that I want to achieve for myself? You know, I honestly speaking, as a 34-year-old, I must say, for me, in the life plan that I have for myself, I think I'm doing okay. There are certain things that I think I have missed out on. And I think I'm okay because life happens, honestly. I'm a person who likes to plan, and believe it or not, like I already have like my plan for 2024 and part of 2025, and I have like my 5-year plan is coming to an end, or is it 10-year plan is coming to an end in somewhere in November, and I've already started working on the next 5 years. Like, okay, so what do I want to really focus on, you know, career wise, family wise, school? Because right now I'm doing my second master's and I'm just thinking, okay, do I really want to just punch in and go for that PhD, or do I want to keep the PhD for my 40s? Like, am I going to be actively looking for opportunities? Because at some point I was literally actively looking for opportunities, like sponsorship opportunities for a PhD. But yeah, it was that didn't work out well. Eventually, I just stepped back. I was like, okay, maybe this is not the right time for me to be doing this. And but overall, I really feel like I'm in such a good space, you guys. Like, I'm not even gonna lie. Like, I have done the work, and even as I was turning 34, I really felt like, you know what? You've really done the work. You're a different person. Like, you put in the work, and it's showing that you put in the work. It shows because you're confident in yourself. It shows because you're so sure of yourself. It shows because you are able to carry yourself even through difficult situations. You're not that person who would literally break down and people need to look around the environment for your scattered pieces. You keep it together. You are a good friend. You have endeavored to be a good sister. You are a good mom. And you know, at work, you give your best. And you know, when you're going to sleep, you think of good things. And when I look back to the person that I was when I was starting this journey of putting in the work and trying to heal myself and trying to understand my trauma, I was a mess. And to see where I am right now, I feel very proud. I feel very, very proud and so honored. And I'm so grateful to my 30-year-old self and 31-year-old self, you know, who just put their foot down and said, it can't always be other people. We need to start looking internally. You know, this pity parties that we're throwing, they're not getting us anywhere. We need to start looking internally because that's where the answers are. And it was so hard for me to even just come to that decision of, okay, maybe I'm the problem. And maybe not that I'm the problem because I cause problems for other people, but maybe because the way I respond to the stimuli in my environment is what's causing me the depression. The way that I am responding to other people's opinions of me is what the problem is. So, to get to a point where you've accepted and you respect the fact that people are going to have opinions and it's got nothing to do with you, and you just look on and you just waste them well and you bless them and you don't feel anger, especially the anger. Oh gosh. I mean, I still got some anger issues to resolve. I'm not saying it's all completely gone, but it's not as overwhelming as it used to be. Because I think sometimes, even when I would experience my chest pains or I'd have, you know, those terrible chronic headaches, I think part of it was just me failing to process some of the emotional trauma and the emotional baggage and the mental trauma and the, you know, mental baggage that I would carry around. And being where I am right now, honestly, it's just like, girl, if you can get here, like there's so much more that you can do. I don't think I have ever been more optimistic in my life. I don't think I have ever been this excited about the possibilities that could turn up in my life. I look at myself, and there's sometimes when I plan things and they don't go according to plan, and I just look back like, girl, you got this. See how far you've come. Like, look at your boss moves. Like, it was hard when you were in the process, you were crying, but look at you now. And honestly speaking, there's nothing I want more than to grow older each year and be so grateful for my younger self. I'm not saying I'm not going to have regret. Regret is definitely going to be there. But it's the sort of regret that I should be able to live with. I think that's where I'm at right now. When I'm making a decision, I don't know sometimes how it's going to plan out. And the only thing that I say to myself is, can you live with the regret of not doing or doing? Can you live with it? Because regret is something that really just eats us alive. Literally, there are a lot of people that are walking around dead in their souls because of regret. And I had a relative, and I feel like at the end of their life, because they're late now, at the end of their life, I am so sure they were filled with so much regret. Because you could see how so burdensome their heart was just from the conversations that they were having, conversations that they were having with me, the conversations that they were having with the people around them. You could tell that this person has so much regret and I was so young, like so young. But even then, you know, watching her sit or watching her talk to my mom, or just watching her talk to my grandpa, you know, you could tell that this person's heart is burdened. And majority of what she's going through really is regret. Regret of I should have, I shouldn't have. And as I grow older, really, I just want to get to a point where I know I'm going to mess up from time to time. But it's a sort of mess that I should be able to live with. It's a sort of regret that I should be able to show myself grace and just say, you know what? You did the best that you could with the knowledge or the resources that you had at your disposal. You couldn't have known the outcome. I don't ever want to get to a point where I look back and I was like, I don't know what I was doing. I always want to know what I'm doing, especially now, because in hindsight, I should be able to look back and say, oh, I was intentional about that, but I made the wrong decision. And hey, I'm cool with it because I knew what I was doing. I don't ever want to feel like I wasn't present in my life, like somebody else was making the decisions. That is an absolute no. I actually tell people, you know what? I would rather make the decisions and mess up than have somebody else make the decisions for me and I don't know what to do with the outcome. Like, I'm that confident in myself. And I'm coming from a place where I couldn't even trust myself to make decisions about just simple things. Simple things. So to get to a position where I'm fully assented. Like, okay, this is what I'm doing. I mean, I don't feel like that all the time. But you know what Rihanna say? Just fake it till you make it. Even on days when you don't feel confident, act confident. Because you know how you act when you're confident. So just go with the act. Be confident. Eventually, it will catch up with you. So for this birthday, really, I'm just so grateful. I'm grateful to be alive. I'm grateful for the miracle of life. I'm grateful for the possibilities that my life is about to blossom in so many ways that I don't know. I read my affirmations every day. And really, I just get excited about them. Like, I really, really get excited about them. They just give me life. They give me so much joy. So much to look forward to. I'm going to give you just an excerpt of the affirmations that I read to myself. Okay, so one of my favorites is, I am healthy, I am wealthy, and I am happy. The other one is, I am beyond grateful that my income is increasing rapidly. My other favorite, I deserve to be happy. And you know, I don't read these things like I'm just reading the newspaper or a magazine. I really read and I just endeavor to feel, because feeling is the energy. It's the energy that's going to attract the things that I want as I am working towards them. So even when I say I deserve to be happy, I see myself happy. I feel myself happy. I can just see myself being happy everywhere. Like, I'm loved because, first of all, I love myself. And because I love myself, I'm able to pour love into other people. And because I pour love into other people, I attract the love back to myself. So, chapter 34 is really something that I want to just work out so perfectly for me. Before I get to 35, there are just some things that I've told myself I need to put into place for me. It's not even about the short-term decisions. Majority of what I want to change really is just lifestyle issues. I just don't want it to be about the next 12 months. I want it to be about the rest of my life. I want it to pour over and over and over in every year that comes forth. If it is joy, I don't want joy for just 12 hours or 12 months. I want joy beyond the 34 year of my life. I want peace. I want confidence. I want contentment. You know, those things that you can't buy with money, but that you just need to make certain decisions regarding your life for you to actually experience them. That's what really I'm focused on for my 34-year zone or season. That's what I really, really want for myself. Of course, there are other things that I'm working towards. Financial freedom will always be top of my list, because I feel like I honestly tell people, like, majority of the stress that I go through can be resolved with money. Like, at least 60-70% of it, if I just had money, like sufficient money, I wouldn't even be stressing about it, because it's about the life that you want and the life that you're living, and you're looking at the gap. That's where the stress comes from, at least majority of the time. For me, that's 70% that I'm talking about. So I'm so grateful for turning 34, and I am just so looking forward to the opportunities that are going to come about. I can see so much, like, already just these past weeks, you know, that I have been 34, they've been amazing. It's been adulting, but it's been positive adulting. Adulting that I'm excited to be doing. Adulting that I know that is going to bring me results, the results, tangible results that I long for, that I desire, that are going to set me forth for a good and successful future. That's what I want. And that's what I wish for you, wherever it is on the spectrum of life that you are at. Whether you're in your 20s, you're in your 30s, you're in your 40s, you're in your 50s, you're in your 60s. I pray that every year that is added to your life comes with a certain quality. Because at this point, it shouldn't just be about quantity. Oh, I just want to live long. Yes, you want to live long, but you want to live a quality life. For me, that's what I've told myself. That's the reason why I work out. That's the reason why I've become mindful, really mindful about, you know, my diet. That's the reason why I'm mindful about what I allow to stress me, about my emotional stress, about my emotional state, my mental state, my spiritual state. It's about the quality. I want a high quality of life. You know, it's just not about, oh Lord, I want to live up to 70, up to 80. No. I want the quality of life. I want the quantity to come with the quality that it deserves. So for today, this is where we're going to end. Happy birthday to me once more, and wishing you a happy birthday if a happy birthday is coming out before the end of the year. Visu, visu. Mwah. I love you.